Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fiction, science fiction, horror, fantasy, crime, LGBT, thriller.
You have now entered the House of Mystery with your hosts, Eric Shapiro, David North Martino, John Copenhaver, and Al Warren.
Heard on KCBQ 106.5 FM Los Angeles,
102.3 FM Riverside,
and 1050 AM Palm Springs.
And joining us on the line is author Steve Hassan, and we're going to be talking about his book called The Cult of Trump. He's a leading cult expert, and he explains how the president uses mind control. Thank you for joining us today, Steve.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
So, Steve, you've dealt a lot in past with cults and working with cults. How did you come to write a book that called, The Cult of Trump? Like, how did that come about?
Sure. So this is actually my fourth book, and I wrote Combating Cult Mind Control in 1988. And that book was 12 years after my own deprogramming out of the moon cult that I was recruited into at Queens College back in 1974. And because of my own cult involvement and then my deprogramming, I became very interested in the psychology of brainwashing and mind control, and how did they do this to me, and how did I recruit other people into the cult, and how to help people get out of destructive cults. And in 1985, I became a mental health professional, and I started studying hypnosis as well as social psychology. And now you're talking with me 43 years later. I was approached by my book agent to do The Cult of Trump, and I was very concerned about Donald Trump from 2015 onward, when he first talked about a total Muslim ban, because at the time I was studying ISIS, which is in the news today because of Baghdadi's assassination or murder or killing, whatever you want to say. I was studying how they were recruiting people online, and I felt that him making that statement just would increase the amount of people they could recruit because of the perception that he was against all of Islam. And in terms of writing this book, I did an interview about this, that I felt that Trump was displaying the stereotypical profile of most destructive cult leaders, that of flagrant narcissism, but also the antisocial qualities as well, thinking that he's above the law, that he's the greatest person on earth, that person who can never apologize for making mistakes, who always blames everyone else, who talks about things in terms of all or nothing, good and evil, in and out groups, and that the man's total obedience, total loyalty, all of these factors are all very dangerous in any person, but especially in the most powerful office of the world.
So mind control is a very strong term to you. So when you say Trump is using mind control, what do you mean by mind control?
Yeah, thanks. So the term that was used with me in 1976 was brainwashing. Another term that was used was thought reform. Another one that was used was coercive persuasion. But they all are describing a systematic psychological and social influence, a series of techniques that basically dismantle critical analytic thinking, that instills phobias of any questioning the leader, the doctrine, or the group, questioning anyone who's critical outside of the group. And that ultimately, with people who are truly have the diagnostic statistical manual definition of a dissociative disorder, they have a new sense of self that's created in the image of the cult leader. Now, when I describe the cult of Trump in my book, not everyone is a total fanatic who thinks that God is using Trump. Many people voted for Trump because they thought he would improve the economy, or that he was an outsider. Many people voted for him because they didn't want Hillary Clinton. But what I'm talking about with the cult of Trump are people who are not thinking for themselves anymore, people who are not using their conscience anymore, that they are just blind, fanatical believers and think that only he can solve the problems of America and the world.
So do you think that this is something that's unique to Trump, or is it something that we see quite often with political leaders in the U.S.?
Oh, I think we see, well, first of all, I feel like the China's leader and the Chinese government is one of the most dangerous, destructive political cults on earth. North Korea is a destructive political cult as well, but it's far less powerful and is more interested in, it seems, in protecting itself than taking over the world. But as far as political leaders in the United States, I mean, anybody can have a narcissistic, you know, streak in their personality. The question is, do they not have a conscience? Do they think they're above the law? Do they have no ability to have empathy? Do they care whether they lie or not? I believe Donald Trump has over 13,000 documented lies since entering into the office. And again, because he occupies the office of the presidency, he has an outsized impact on the everything that happens in the world.
Yeah, so I can easily buy the case that Trump is engaging in sort of cult leader-like behavior. I guess where I want to push you on, is it the case that what his followers are exhibiting is something new? Because it seems to me like partisanship has been around for a long, long time. There are people who are, you know, blind partisans. They support the party no matter what. And it may not be attached around a particular person, but around a party label. And
right.
I wonder if Trump is just finding a different method to tap into sort of a bug in the human system that's just sort of long been there.
Oh, absolutely he is. In fact, my book goes in depth back many decades and traces the work of Edward Bernays in his 1928 book, Propaganda. He ran the first presidential election campaign using psychology and media. But what we see with today, with the digital platforms, with what we see with television, and as I write in the book, the concentration of media conglomerates who are more focused on ratings and money than they are on the public good. where there seems to be a disregard for factual reporting and fact checking and apologizing if you get something wrong, where people are emotionally being appealed to more than they are being given actual facts to base their opinions on. I also believe that Donald Trump has been using specific linguistic techniques, like I write about in the book Neuro-Linguistic Programming, where he's creating very powerful, emotionally laden images in people's minds and repeating them over and over and over again. For example, fake news. Fake news shuts down critical thinking and shuts down the ability to look at actually what are the facts that are being reported. Do they hold up? Is the source credible? It's just a global label or enemy of the people for calling the free press enemy of the people. And again, it comes down to this kind of dependency and obedience, this mindlessness, him saying things, you've heard it many times, well, I could shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue and people will follow me. People are actually being quoted now in social media, oh, I'll take a bullet for him or kill anyone for him. And that was the mindset I had as a Moonie, frankly. I would have died on command or killed on command. I was that indoctrinated.
So let me ask you, how does... So we're talking about Trump's tactics, but how does it happen that somebody falls into a cult or falls into cultish behavior? Because presumably, I mean, Trump is on TV all the time. Everyone is exposed to this, but not everybody is becoming a Trump cultist. I mean, what does it take to sort of fall into this?
So right now he's been president for 3 years. So in my conversations with people who are Trump supporters, some people were watching him on The Apprentice and were not realizing just how heavily edited the show was to make him seem to be a successful business person when in fact he was never a successful business person. He inherited a lot of money and he had a lot of businesses go bankrupt. But essentially, the number one technique that cult leaders use or cult recruiters use is deception. That they tell the person what they think the person is willing to swallow or what they want to hear. And then they spoon feed them and incrementally start indoctrinating them. Trump in particular loves to do rallies. I believe he's done over 500 rallies. No president has ever done anything remotely close to that. But these are emotionally powerful experiences of bonding, getting people together, again, wearing the clothing, having the logo, the red hat, of course, which is on the cover of my book, using the language. But the thing that's so different than when I was in a cult is that people have smartphones. People are wired 24/7, unless they turn off the internet, to constant reinforcement and indoctrination. Another thing that's different from many years ago is that everyone seems to be chronically sleep deprived. We now know scientifically, medically, that we need 7 to 9 hours of sleep on the average. And you know if you're sleep deprived if you wake up and you're not feeling refreshed. And because many people are so stressed and they're working a lot of jobs, long hours, it really impedes the mind's ability to think clearly and analytically. So that's another thing that's going on. But I would say overall, ignorance about how the mind works and how social psychology works and how propaganda and disinformation works are some of the things that make the average person susceptible to being mind controlled.
Is anybody susceptible to this? So you say the average person. Can it happen to anyone? Or are there certain markers that we would look for in a person in advance that would tell us that that person is probably prone to being indoctrinated?
So there are many different factors, as I've been doing this work for over four decades, but I can say that the average person wants to kind of blame the victim. Oh, you got into a cult because you're stupid, or you got into a cult because you're weak. You got into a cult because you were looking for someone to tell you how to live or what to believe. And that's not the case. People get deceived into thinking that either their life is going to be improved, or society is going to be improved, or the world is going to be improved, and essentially, it's a step by step indoctrination. If someone in close to you dies recently, or you go through a divorce, or you move to a new city, state, or country, or you graduate schools, you're going to be more susceptible to somebody new in your life telling you a positive, message, kind of love bombing you and such. But I would also say that people who are raised in kind of authoritarian families and religious groups may be more susceptible as well, because they're kind of not heavily encouraged to be independent-minded, but rather to follow rules or follow the Bible in a kind of obedient way. I would also say that there are some people who are high hypnotizable. People who are highly successful often have
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Strong imaginative ability and a strong ability to concentrate. And high hypnotizables, therefore, can be co-opted and made less critically thinking and indoctrinated. So I would say those are a number of the factors that can predispose someone. But the number one vulnerability is just ignorance about what is a cult, what is mind control, how does it work, and the realization that most everybody is susceptible at the right time in the right way.
So one group that keeps coming to my mind during this conversation is the Lyndon LaRouche group.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been around for a long, long time. But, you know, I see them in the major cities. I don't know how well they're going to do now that Lyndon LaRouche has passed away.
Right.
But I often have conversations with them, and they exhibit very much cult-like behavior. You try to question them or challenge anything they believe, and their beliefs are really, you know, as you say, both authoritarian and sort of very conspiratorial, in the sense they think everyone's out to get them.
Exactly. So I wrote about Lyndon LaRouche, in fact, comparing him with Donald Trump, along with Jim Jones and Hubbard and Moon and several other cult leaders. In my my first book, Combating Cult Mind Control, I tell the story of Eve Messer, who was an 8-year member of the LaRouche cult. And he wrote a review of the cult of Trump recently, and he connected it with the BITE model, which is my model for mind control. The B stands for behavior control. The I stands for information control. Then there's thought control and emotional control, BITE. He goes through the BITE model with LaRouche, and I go through the BITE model and apply it to Trump in my book.
So, you know, one thing when we think about cults is that you would have this small group meeting somewhere, and that they would be getting together often, that they would have some sort of contact with the cult leader directly. But here with Trump, it's largely a mediated experience. I mean, on the one hand, you know, he is doing these rallies where people can go see him in person. But most people aren't going to see him in person. Most people are going to see him through the television, on the radio, on the internet.
Exactly.
So is it a different model when it's going through through the media?
No. Well, I mean, the media amplifies and intensifies the influence. But most people never met Moon or Hubbard or LaRouche in person, and each would have their way of dispensing the propaganda that members would have to memorize or learn and go out and recruit other people. What's so different, I think, today is the fact that we're living in a digital age where things are happening 24/7 via Twitter, where there are major cable TV shows and broadcasting shows and radio shows and religious broadcasting shows that are all doing the Trump policy messaging. And it's very, very concerning. I might add that I learned in researching this book about a concept called fourth generation warfare, which was a term and a strategy developed by an American military strategist, William Lind, in the 1980s. But it's a form of making people confused, overwhelming people, getting people to not believe in leaders or institutions, to disorient people so that they will accept an authoritarian message. And I truly believe that Russia is doing this warfare on us. Iran is probably doing this on us. China is probably doing this on us. And there are a group of totalist Christian-esque cults that I believe are doing it on us, because they want to impose their version of religion on us and undo the separation of church and state, and undermine the Constitution of the United States.
So what about groups like the Scientologists or the, you know, other sorts of religious groups that go around trying to recruit people actively?
Yep.
Do those fall into cults?
Absolutely. I was called a SP, which is a loaded term, by Scientology, suppressive person, back in 1976. When I first started going on television talking about the moon cult. Their term for fake news in Scientology is a term Hubbard created called N-theta, Scientheta. And within the cult of Scientology, there are more extremists, like the Sea Org, that have to sign a billion-year contract to work for Scientology. And there are also fringe members that just take a course here or there. And they are indoctrinated, but not as extremely as the core devotees.
So
I might add that Scientology supports Trump. Moon supports Trump. Sun Myung-moon died, but his sons support Trump. The Epoch Times is a publication of a cult called Falun Gong, which is a Chinese cult. And they've spent a huge amount of money and have a lot of their followers proselytizing the Trump message as well. So in other words, there are cults in the cult of Trump, and their leaderships are telling their followers basically to support Donald Trump and what he's says and does.
So I drive home every day down US 1 here in Miami. And there's a new Scientology office that opened up, and they're always inviting people in to come and, I guess, play with that joystick or whatever it is and get their reading and then have to buy
it's
a book.
Neater, yeah.
Yeah. When I live in London in the summer, they also have an office right near my hotel that I stay at where they're constantly handing out the pamphlets, trying to get people to come in and have their personality read. I mean, is there some sort of marker for the person who's going to take that initial bait and be like, sure, I'd like to come in?
Well, actually, with all of the exposés about Scientology, and in particular the Leah Remini show with Mike Rinder, who is the former number three man, I'm told that their recruitment is way, way down. There's also a lot of information and books by former members about Scientology. They have a lot of money, but I don't think they have a lot of people. But from the people that I have, am aware who are getting sucked in, they're either being approached through one of their front groups where they'll say to you, if you're a dentist, we can help double your income by using, our methods and our techniques. Or it might be an attractive person who's recruiting you, and they know that you're single. And so there's that romantic appeal as well. But it is definitely not a cult that's on the road to expansion. It's definitely contracting. In fact, David Miscavige, the current head of Scientology, was recently served with a subpoena regarding child abuse cases. Sexual abuse cases in Scientology.
So if we're going to try to end cult behavior in the U.S., what are the big things that we can do to combat this?
I think the number one thing is don't get hung up in the word cult, but think more about unethical influence, unethical psychological influence, unethical social influence, unethical behavior online. And we really need to educate everyone how to protect themselves, how to identify false information or propaganda or disinformation. We have to teach people to ask critical questions and don't accept answers just from the recruiter, but go into an independent investigation. I think ultimately people need to understand that it could happen to them and their loved ones and do this preventive education first. And as far as our political polarization in our country, I really believe that everyone needs to reach out to each other, especially if they were family members or friends that you had a good relationship with. And just say, you know, I miss you. I want to hang out with you. Let's not talk politics. You know, let's enjoy each other's company. And then when that relationship is restarted, it's safe to have conversations about things like China and their brainwashing programs or trafficking and how pimps and traffickers use mind control to enslave people but stay away from anything about Trump or his doctrine or his policies, but educate them about how to identify destructive mind controllers. And with that, it will open up opportunities where you can then watch videos together or movies together. I'll watch one of yours, you watch one of mine, and we'll talk about it. Because ultimately, people want to know what's true, I believe. They don't want to be lied to, manipulated, and exploited. And deep down inside, people don't want to be cut off from people they truly care about.
So one thing that always sort of bothers me is I get a lot of emails from people saying, I have a son, a brother, a husband who's fallen in, and recently I get emails about this, they've fallen into the QAnon belief system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't really have much to say to these people because, you know, cult deprogramming isn't my specialty. But I one message I always give them is I think the message that you're giving, and that is that you can't shut them out. You have to have some compassion for these people.
Yeah, and get educated and understand, like, for example, I interviewed someone who's was at the beginning of the Anonymous movement, who said he knew the people who started QAnon initially, and it was a goof at first, and then they realized they could make a lot of money selling T-shirts and hats and books. And then I believe he said that Russia had taken them over for political messaging, pretending that this person Q is a high-ranking American intelligence person, and that they're going to do an overthrow of the corrupt government and issue 100,000 indictments of all the existing criminals. They're going to wipe out all the traffickers. And if you start with, wow, what a belief system, tell me more, and let's take this one step at a time. And by the way, Scott Adams, who is a big Trump supporter, did an actual video on YouTube where he tried to debunk QAnon. So that's another tool that might be successful in helping people. But I've written 3 books prior to this one on how to talk strategically with people in mind control groups. It's definitely learnable, but it does take time and effort to learn and practice it with people who are involved with these totalist groups. The key thing that I want everyone to understand is you don't assault directly the leader, the doctrine, or the group. But you build rapport and trust, and you talk about a different group that they would agree is a brainwashing or a mind control cult. And then you'd go into the bite model, and you get into the specifics of how to identify such a group. And then you back your way into asking questions, including, hey, if you're so confident that in QAnon, why not talk to critics and former members? Why not, you know, learn about brainwashing and mind control?
Well, Steve, now, do you have a website or a place people can go to find out more about you?
I very much have a presence online. My website is freedomofmind.com. In fact, I have a Cult of Trump page as well as a media page with interviews that I've done. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn as well. But just understand I'm very busy. I'm also in a doctoral program right now, as well as trying to help with some families and people who've exited cults. But do know that I have over like 200 free videos up on my YouTube and such. And I have 3 books and now this new book, The Cult of Trump, with Simon & Schuster.
Well, fantastic. We're going to have this all linked to our website as well. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Alan. Have a good day.
To find out more about our show, guests, or to listen to past shows from our archive, please go to www.houseofmysteryradio.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yeah. Good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.